Across Alaska, the I'm Going to College program is bringing more than 2,300 students from more than 30 schools to 13 college campuses. This is the first time Dillingham kids have participated. KDLG's Daisha Eaton has the story.
What do you want to be when you grow up? That's the question being asked of 5th and 6th graders across the state right now in a program called I'm Going to College. Here are a few of their answers.
I want to be a geologist.
To be a mechanic.
Be a veterinarian.
I'm really thinking about being in the Air Force.
Those kids are in Dillingham. They're spending the day at the University of Alaska Bristol Bay campus through the I'm Going to College program, sponsored by the Alaska Commission on Post-Secondary Education. They're learning about
college and how much it costs and what it takes to start thinking ahead and preparing for college.
That's Brenda Overcast. She's the Education Outreach Coordinator at UAA Bristol Bay. Although their school is literally located right next door to the university, Overcast says for many of the kids, this is the first time they've stepped foot on a college campus or even thought about college at all. The program is aimed at introducing those kids to the idea of college and getting them thinking about what comes after high school sooner. As Overcast explains, they don't necessarily expect all the kids to get a PhD or even do the traditional 2-year or 4-year degree route.
And I think that's what we're trying to push, is go to school afterwards and, yeah, find a career and find something that you want to do that will help you and bring it back here to help our communities. And I think that's really important.
The kids spend most of the day on the UAA campus. They get to go to 4 different classes that introduce them to 4 different career paths.
The healthcare one, energy, learning about computers, and then the environmental sciences.
My name is Lily Capel. I work at the Bristol Bay campus in the environmental science lab. Today we're just introducing the kids to environmental science and the isopod.
Isopods are crustaceans that look a lot like underwater cockroaches. Besides being a climate change indicator species, they play a key role in the food chain, using their 14 legs equipped with Freddy Krueger-like knives to shred dead salmon carcasses left in rivers after fish spawn. The lab is filled with kids and clear jugs of water full of squirming crustaceans. So what do isopods have to do with college?
We use the isopod as a tool to captivate the students and then trick them into learning about science.
In the adjacent room, the lights are out and kids are powering a light bulb with a bicycle. Sustainable energy professor Tom Marsick.
So here we are getting kids excited about college because we believe it's important to start at an early age. And I specifically am getting excited them about energy and about sustainable energy, to be even more specific.
The kids are using a bicycle to power 2 kinds of light bulbs, a regular one and an energy efficient one, then comparing how much pedaling it takes to get each of them to light up. Another experiment aimed at turning kids onto the idea of going to college. Dillingham High School officials say right now less than 1/4 of their students typically go to college, right around the national average. Danny Frazier is the assistant superintendent at Dillingham High School.
The national average of children leaving high school and going to college is around 20%. And I would say we're probably in the average that even though they self-report they're going, probably we only send about 20%. One thing that we know is that when children set their goals early in life, that it becomes a goal for the rest of their life. So the earlier we can get them interested in going to college or in other careers, the more likely they are to fulfill those goals.
Frazier says he's behind anything that gets kids setting goals earlier. Back in the isopod lab, Professor Capel's kids are racing the isopods in a water-filled racetrack.
I
went to
college, and I get to play with isopods all day.
Okay, are you guys ready?
I'm betting on Michael.
Are you set? Go!
Paul Kopoff is one of the 5th graders spending the day at UAA. He says he's not that interested in studying the isopods, but he is interested in being another kind of scientist.
And do you want to go to college?
Yeah.
What would you like to study?
Rocket science.
Whether or not Paul goes on to become a rocket scientist or not isn't the point. It's that he's thinking about it. And with any luck, he'll be blasting off toward college in about 8 years. In Dillingham, I'm Daisha Eaton.